On this day, 30th June 1921, Belfast murder inquests. Dr. Graham, city coroner and a jury, held inquest yesterday in the City Hall, touching the death of Special Constable Thomas Sturdy, late of Court Street Barracks, and others shot during the recent rioting. District Inspectors Dignan, McConnell and Armstrong represented the Crown. A sergeant gave evidence that he was on duty in Garmoyle Street at about 9 p.m. on 12th June. There had been sniping earlier in the evening. There was also revolver firing by civilians. A number of special constabulary arrived in a motor lorry. They entered a house in Garmoyle Street and remained there for some time. About 9:30 p.m., they proceeded in the direction of Dock Lane. Sturdy was a short distance in the rear. On approaching Dock Lane, there was a report of a revolver. Deceased staggered and fell. The constable died shortly after admission to the RVH. The jury returned a verdict of willful murder against some person unknown during the course of a riot. The next case taken was that of Hugh Macquarie, 30, an ex-soldier who resided at Sackville Street. A head constable who was on duty at Conway Street on 14th June said there was a disturbance and some sniping. An excited crowd collected. A civilian said Macquarie rushed onto the road to help the little boy Fraser, who had been shot. He was shot by some person who was spotting. The shots came from the back of the houses and from the Falls Road direction. Regarding the death of the 12-year-old boy, William Fraser of Mayo Street, Shankill Road, a sergeant said that in Ashmore Street, a unionist district, some shots were fired. With regard to the death of Kathleen Collins, 19, of Cooper Street, deceased's mother said she had just returned from work for dinner, and deceased, who was unemployed, went to the door. Witness heard her say, "Ma, I am shot." A girl said she was standing at her own door in Cooper Street when at 1:10 four lorries of special constables passed down the Falls Road. Witness heard four or five shots. She saw that the deceased girl and Mrs. Rafferty had been wounded. There was no disorderly crowd at the time. The officer in charge of special constables said as the lorries were passing, Dunville Park shots were fired at them. The fire was replied to, altogether about 14 shots being fired. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, the authors of a recent work on the dead of the Irish Revolution, note that Belfast had the highest incidence of civilian deaths in Ireland during 1920 to 22, with 450 dead in the city in these two tragic years.